You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, so this is a story about nudity. And I love these kind of stories because I know that my radio partner, Jeremy, is very anxious when it comes to nudity.
Well, just my own.
Well, right. That's what I mean.
Other people naked, it's kind of fun.
Like, I don't know if I've ever asked, have you ever mooned anybody?
Yes. There's actually, one of my good friends was on vacation once, so I went over and rang his Ring doorbell and mooned it.
Okay, good.
I mean, butt is just center screen, and he took a screenshot of that, and every now and then, it just, for no reason, gets sent out in a group text.
Oh, I love that.
So, yeah.
But in general, like, you won't walk around your house naked.
If
you're
no.
Okay, so here's a, you know, hypothetical. You're home alone. Mm-hmm. Nobody's at your house. The doors are locked. You still will not walk from one room to another.
Correct.
Nude.
I'll at least throw on the old boxer briefs to walk around.
It's funny to me.
I don't want to, you know, run into anything or.
So the reason we bring this up is, well, obviously because it's the entertaining differences between Dom and Jeremy. I have no problem. To me, the body is a temple. I just don't care. But a man on Reddit is upset because they're expanding his neighborhood. So they're, you know, his house was in a location where he couldn't necessarily have anybody peeking at his windows. But now they're building out in the neighborhood. And he says now he can no longer sleep naked with his windows open, and he can't walk around his house nude any longer because now neighbors can look inside and see him.
Poor guy. He's got to get dressed. Poor fella.
Back when I lived in that house over by Cherry Creek State Park. So my house kind of backed to Cherry Creek State Park, and it was good because the windows there – I didn't have really any home behind me, so I could walk around, and I was a bachelor. I lived there by myself. There would be times I'd get out of the shower, and I might walk into the kitchen to grab something or whatever, and there were windows that faced out, and the only thing, there was one tiny little road. It wasn't a major thoroughfare. In fact, the only time you saw people on it, they were walking, not driving. And I remember one day going out, and I thought I saw something out in the park, so I stood there, full frontal, just glancing out the window before I finally glanced down, and I see a couple that has walked by, and they have kind of paused, and it looks like they might be looking at the house. And my whole question was, did I just completely flash two of my neighbors?
Oh, I'm sure you did. I'm sure they saw it. Yeah,
so then I did this whole thing like, but the way the sun is situated, I'll bet there's a glare and a reflection. So I waited till they left. I put on clothes, and I went outside, and I looked. And what I determined is you'd have to be looking for something inside. Like, they would have to have been snooping.
Okay.
Then they could have seen me, but otherwise it would have just been glare.
Just glare. Okay. All right. Well, that you lucked out.
So I know there are times that I probably have shown everything to my neighbors.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also don't really care.
Right. You sound like you're into it.
If I'm alone in my house, I don't have a problem being nude.
So that's going to be the gist of this topic, which we will need phone calls. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. You got a call today. Text line is down. When did you see your neighbors naked? And my very first house together with Nick Knack was a townhouse. And we could go up into our bedroom of the townhouse, which faced the little street up front, and there was another townhouse directly across from us. And it would be a nightly occurrence where the woman across from us would leave her blinds wide open as she got out of the shower. And she would walk over to her bed every single night and put her foot up on like some sort of step stool and proceed to lotion every bit of her body. And it would be like every night at 8 o'clock.
And of course, you averted your eyes, right? Out of courtesy.
Well, the first couple times, you know, you're peeking through the blinds and then you just get used to it. The funny thing is the guy that lived right next door to us had a direct shot as well. And they started dating. So the big thing was we just ended up figuring that she was just doing it to kind of flirt with this guy, and then it kind of worked out because she's like, look at me lotion up, and then he would scamper across the street. Message coming in on Facebook from Anna. She says, yes, My back neighbor literally walked outside completely naked during my daughter's graduation barbecue.
Oh.
And said, "Don't mind me, I'm just a naturalist."
All right.
You guys serving brats?
Let's go to the phones. Jay, don't get too raunchy on us. What's going on, buddy?
I won't. I used to have a neighbor. Our windows kind of faced each other in an apartment building, and I could see directly into her apartment. And on more than one occasion, I saw her walking around completely naked. She knew I could see in because of the way my window faced, and she didn't care. She had no qualms about doing it at all.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
But it, like I but it made it said, awkward Jay, in the hallways when she was out walking her dog. You know,
something like
here.
Oh, no.
Well, all right, you perv.
See you later.
Thanks, Jay.
Courtney, Courtney on Facebook. The neighbor across from us would get drunk all the time, then get naked, and then climb on the roof. He was evicted after about 2 months of going rooftop nudity. That's, yeah. So rooftop nudity on that one.
That could be a band name.
Those shingles are hot. Why would you do that?
You know, when the radio station was downtown many years ago, we for a while had studios in the Tabor Center building. And that was up on the 23rd floor. And the windows in our studio, we had windows that faced west right at the mountains. It was glorious. Just a beautiful view. And then other windows in the studio on the other side that faced north. And right across the street, I mean, you think about it, we're right there on Larimer, looking across the street at Larimer to a big condo building there.
Mm-hmm.
And we often would see people walking around. I mean, it wasn't, if you think about it, it's just right across the street in downtown. It's not real far away. And we often saw people in those condo buildings up on the 20th, 21, 22, 23, those floors. And there was one person who was frequently either in underwear or nude.
Mm.
And I began to wonder if it was like Jay was talking about, where they just didn't really care.
It's just how they lived. They're just
That's
naked.
How they live. It's like, I'm going to walk around naked. If people see me, then they see me.
Was that the same studio you said you had binoculars in?
There were binoculars in that studio.
Yeah, okay.
But we, in our defense, we kept the binoculars over on the west-facing window to look out towards the mountains.
Sure.
I don't remember anyone taking the binoculars to the condo building, at least not that I will admit to here on the air.
That's awesome.
But, you know, you see people in some of those buildings, and they have telescopes. And you know that's what they're doing. You know, people
well, sure.
who live downtown,
absolutely.
You know
you're
what they're using those
like
telescopes
crazy,
for.
Man.
All the condos in downtown Denver, if you see telescopes out on patios, that's what those people are. They are not looking
they're
at
They're looking
the stars.
For booty.
They're looking at Uranus is what they're
that's
doing.
That's right. Here's Lucinda. We were out in the backyard hanging out with my in-laws and the neighbor who was right behind us. She had just gotten out of the shower and was walking around topless all over her bedroom. We saw everything. Anderson says, I was just chilling, minding my own business, and the blinds across the street were open. The girl was walking around butt naked, saw us, dropped, and army crawled to cover. She now closes the blinds all the time.
The army crawl.
Shuffle it across the floor.
Let's take one more call. We have an evil Heather on the line. Heather, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, boys. Love you, boys.
Oh, thank you.
We
are
love you,
you
back.
Are you currently dressed right now?
I am because
okay,
I'm
good.
On my way to work.
Okay,
and
good.
I don't work at a nudist colony.
Okay, good. Well, what's your story?
My sister, when we were younger, shattered her elbow in multiple places and needed 3 pins to hold it together because she was trying to see the neighbor girl who was running around outside naked. So she climbed up onto the slide of the playground we had, the playset, and accidentally took a step backwards and fell down the slide.
Oh, no.
Trying to see the little girl who would, and the little girl would always run around the backyard naked, so.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
It's a life lesson, isn't it, Heather? It's a life lesson.
It really is. You know, you got to be careful where you're standing.
Don't be a creeper.
Thank you for being on the show. You have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. Thanks a lot, guys.
See you later.
Thank you.
Marcia said, the pics are vividly set in my mind. My neighbor was in his mid-70s when he came screaming past my bedroom window late one night looking for another neighbor on the side of my house. The only thing he was covering was his chest with his hands. And she ended by saying, God, I miss that neighborhood. So there was a 7-year-old naked man running around the neighborhood looking for somebody.
Why was he just covering his chest?
I don't know.
He was like just, a man boob
situation. He was bashful about his nipples, I guess. Yeah. Huh. Different.
I told you just a few months ago in Hawaii when we stumbled across the nude beach.
Yeah, you did.
That was...
Oh, I didn't know this was here. Oh, what are the odds? I'm going to need to see your Google Map history.
Should I show you that picture?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I've seen so much of your butt this year.
And by the way, I still to this day, like Mindbender Club members will write in. They'll say, I understand you keep showing Jeremy your picture from you at the nude beach. Why don't you post it?
No. No. It's just a little joke between us at this point.